How about this for a breaking story? And it makes sense to me, at least. Former Michigan State Athletic Director Mark Hollis is interested in becoming the next Michigan State Athletic Director if the university wants to have that conversation. You know, it's funny. I mean, things are so screwy up there. Just this past week, one of the trustees was saying they fully expected Jay Batt, to stay as the athletic director. Now the word is out there that he's already being considered for some other school. Do you remember what school it is, Mike?
I can't remember. Kentucky, and I think it's a done deal.
Already a done deal. Yeah. Okay. Here it is. That's the rest of the story. Jay Batt on the job less than a year is leaving to become athletic director at Kentucky. Michigan State can be a challenge for somebody that comes in from the outside, according to Hollis, and he is right. I think Mark Hollis would be great to be back as the Michigan State athletic director. Let's see if they're smart enough to offer him the job. All right. That's the breaking news of the moment. Meanwhile, we've got other news, and Michigan House Speaker Matt Hall is here. And he's got some explaining to me to do because I don't quite understand what's going on. Mr. Speaker, welcome back. A pleasure to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
A deal was made in 2012, a Canada-Michigan crossing agreement establishing the legal framework for the $4.6 billion project was, quote, now said to be a bad deal and things have changed. That's a quote from you, and I'll explain where I stood. At the time, I said, why in the world do we want to get the state involved in building a bridge when we have a private entity, the Maroons, who've built bridges before and who were willing to take on all the expense themselves of building the bridge? And everybody shot that down. But I was all for it because I thought, gee, we could really run into trouble here. Well, it's a year late, and now we can't even get the thing open. And now we're disagreeing on a deal we all agreed upon. Tell me, please, what's going on?
Well, the original deal that was done kind of contemplated an opening about, if I recall, it was about 8 years ago, and it contemplated it being on budget. And what we've seen since then is the deal has been extended 8 years, and it's accumulated, I believe it's $4 billion of extra cost. And so when you look at that and then you look at the recently announced toll.
I can keep track. So, yeah, 4.6. When I saw that, I thought, well, that's low. It was about $8 billion, I thought, and 8 years. So anybody who thought it was going to be on time and on budget has apparently never been involved in any construction of anything. However, that $8 billion, the $4 more billion, did that come out of our money or Canada's?
Well, the issue here is ownership rights. So the way that the deal is structured is Michigan doesn't get any toll revenue and doesn't get any ownership rights until the bridge is fully paid off.
Which was announced in the beginning, which I thought was ridiculous, but everyone knew it. It was not a secret.
Yeah, so it was a bad deal. And the issue here is that in order to open the bridge, you need the United States government to issue a permit to open it. And so as the new administration has looked at this bridge, they've said, look, this is a bad deal for the United States. And the reason for that is we're never going to get ownership over the bridge, and we're never going to receive any money. Because if you look at the inflated cost, I talked about how it's $4 billion over the budget.
Right.
What that means is, and you look at the tolls they're charging, which are about half of the Ambassador Bridge tolls, if you assume that 100% of the traffic that goes across the tunnel and the bridge now, let's assume 100% market share goes to the new bridge, they'll never pay back the operating costs, let alone ever pay back the cost of construction. That means the United States and Michigan will never get ownership or any revenue from the bridge. That's why the deal needs to be renegotiated.
It's a deal that was foolishly accepted by all involved. except for a little talk show host in Detroit named me. And yet now people have the balls to step forward and say, well, wait a minute, we don't get any of the money. We don't get the tax benefits. We don't get anything except a bridge that lets people go back and forth. That's what they signed on for. Matt, you didn't do it. I didn't do it. But somebody representing us did it. And now we're saying, oh, well, geez, it took longer than we expected. That was not a surprise. It cost more than we said it was going to. That was not a surprise. And now we have to change everything. Why would they change everything at this point? They took all the risk and spent all the money.
Yeah, and you know, that initial permit they got came during the Obama administration. Rick Snyder was the governor of Michigan then. You know, I mean, none of those people are there anymore. And so as they're looking for this permit to open, I think, you know, the president was very clear a few months ago in his tweet that he's looking to get 50-50 split on the toll revenue and also better terms on ownership. If you look at the Blue Water Bridge agreement, that's, I think, a good one to look at because that's a partnership between Michigan and Canada. You know, you can make improvements, you can lease things, you can buy, sell, transfer your interest. That's property rights. The deal that this was operating under doesn't have any of that until the whole thing is paid off to the Canadians, which will never happen under the current financial arrangement.
Look,
so they'll own it forever.
I know you didn't do this deal. I understand that. And now you're trying to help clean it up. If we had a great arrangement with the Blue Water Bridge deal that we had, why didn't we just do the same deal for this bridge?
Well, that would have made sense to do that deal, but we're here and they need President Trump to open the bridge. And I have a lot of confidence in our ambassador to Canada, Pete Hoekstra, and U.S. Commerce Secretary Lutnick to get a deal here that benefits both sides and leads to this bridge opening soon.
Let me ask you a question that is a difficult one, maybe, but do you think this is fair?
I think it's the responsibility of our government to get the best deal that we can for the people of Michigan. That's who we represent, not the Canadian government. And I think it's fair for us to get a new deal given the challenges of this deal and what it's posing to us, never owning the bridge and having never getting any revenue.
Okay. We appreciate it. Michigan House Speaker Matt Hall. Anything else going on we should know about, sir?
I'll come back and tell you all about that other stuff. But we're working on a budget, and hopefully we'll get a good deal that cuts $800 million of waste, fraud, and abuse, and hopefully we'll get it done on time.
We wish you good luck on that, sir. Thanks so much. We'll look forward to the next conversation.
Thank you.
Michigan House Speaker Matt Hall, 1245 WJR.